Can you appreciate God for giving you all that He has given you? Able to be able to be seated comfortably, to open your mouth and talk, to be able to yawn, to raise up your hands. The Bible says, I sleep and I wake up because God sustains me. The Bible even says, the living dog is better than the dead lion. What a wonderful God we serve. Father, we thank you for the gift of a brand new day. We thank you for the privilege to be able to come before your presence. Father, please, this morning, please speak to us, O God, that we will never remain the same again. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Building capacity. That's what we are looking at in the month of March. Do you know that everything you want in life is possible? Everything you want is possible. But the question is, do you have what it takes to access it? Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, to him that knocketh the door, it shall be opened. But for real, you know that is not really the experience. That's not the experience. In terms of reality. What is the truth? So how is this truth going to be my experience? In terms of reality. Let's say I want like a car or a Lexus Jeep now. Is it not available in the market? Is it not there? Can I now ask for it? I can ask for it. But it's given. Right? But I must go and look for something to go and collect it. In fact, when you ask God, He has given you. But the mistake that people make, they thought, even though you have been given. But not without a cost. God told you, I've given you the land. Abi, you have given them. But not for free. When they went to spy the land, they saw giant there. They said, but you have given us. Go and kill giant for us. God said, no, it doesn't work like that. You face the giant, you'll say, they are human beings like you and I. Why is it that you, in the realm of humanity here, God does not come to help you defeat somebody. In 2014, when Russia annexed, Ukraine? They just had a field day doing it. Now, they did not have a field day. Ukrainians, they decided to go and look for the best of the best people in the world to come and train their soldiers. Canada, everybody, they trained them. That's why Russia today now, they thought they were going to have the same, they thought it was going to happen the same way. That is the realm of humanity. If they were not trained, you know what happened? It would have been the same story. That's why Russia, what it does, Europe, pata pata. They are not even obeying any rules again of engagement. And there's no way they're not going to be charged for war crimes. And crime against humanity. Because they thought it was going to be just like the other time. But the Ukrainians became wiser. They went to look for the best in the world to come and train their soldiers. So because God has said it, I believe it. Think about that. Think about that song. Ask and it shall be given to you. Yes. I want to play basketball. And I want to be earning how much? And I want to play soccer like Ronaldo. Why not? How much do they collect per week? No problem. That is a door. I want to open the door. Every door is open before you. He said, I open before you a door that what? No man can shut. But where is the capacity? That's always the missing link. And check this out. Normally, honestly speaking, naturally with us in this part of the world, that is what we don't want to have. You know what? People love free things, though. Some people say, my uncle did not give me something. And he's my uncle. Is he not the senior brother of my father? Why will he not give me money? Is he not the junior sister of my... You know, why will he not give you money? Everything is possible. But you have to go and collect it with what? Capacity. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Let me read Hebrews 4:2 for you. For unto us was the word preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Because it did not what? It did not what? Mix with faith in them that heard it. It's not about the word ask and it shall be given. It's about the faith. If Jesus Christ will come to this planet, and the Bible records that Jesus learned obedience by the thing that he suffered. In fact, suffering is part of the deal. You suffer to pass exam. You read like no man's business. You want to become something in life, you go and look at the cost. And you decide that you want to acquire you're going to acquire what it means for you to get what you want from life. God had given you. So there is nothing that you ask that he has not given you. Take it from me. Prayer have its part, right? Of course. But you got to do your part. So this morning I'm going to be looking at four main points for consideration. This morning. The first point I'm going to say, hear and listen to gain understanding. That's my first point. Hear and listen to gain understanding. My point number two will be filter, ponder, and process. Be a thinker. My third point will be ask enough questions, be inquisitive, and query the status quo. Why must it be like this? Who says I must be at this level? You query yourself. You query everything. This is not my destiny. You query the status quo. And the last, communicate. Yes, verbal, but beyond verbal. You communicate. Because if you don't communicate, nobody knows what you carry. So point number one, hear and listen to gain understanding. I said be attentive to understand so you can take advantage of the information that will be useful for you. Mark chapter 10 from verse 46. Mark chapter 10. Hear and listen. I was speaking in the morning during the COVID time. So when we had to start online transmission. So, you know, he and I have to come here with Wally of blessed memory. We have to come here every morning. So, I mean, if you didn't know so much, we are just, And I told Ayo something. I said, Ayo.
I said, yes, sir.
I said, you know, there are two of us here doing this job. And I said, yes. He said, God has distributed the work. I told him. I said, if you do what you are doing faithfully, you're going to be shocked at what God can do in your life. I said, God, this is your job. This is my job. Verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. You will know, nobody has to tell you that this is not this man's level. It was the challenges of life that took him there. It was not his level. And the man was waiting for his time. The man chooses not to miss his moment. I told everyone, I said, grab your moment. They want to tell you what is happening to that guy. Leave that alone. You are seated there, you are not doing anything. You think you are looking for a job, you better go and be looking for people to be working there for free. Young people, don't be telling me you are looking. Please stop this. Stop this old way of thinking. It's out of fashion. You don't have job. Who told you don't have job? You only don't want to have job. You go and volunteer anywhere. You are sleeping at home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know what happened? You will develop the habit of laziness. You will have capacity for laziness. And when you are used to begging, you will develop the capacity to be a beggar. Capacity can be developed across God, though. To be a beggar, you will be a professional beggar. When you are looking at somebody, my low low, watching this key here, Bruku. I'm at him, but by a cat, my yen low near. At the do after the service. Ski broke. So after the service, you'll be doing like this. One man saw, one man lobby. After the service, here. What basking? You know they say, what? Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Young man, what did I do for you? Yes, sir. I could jump it, sir. I could wait, sir. I could say, 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 everything a man develops capacity across both, both positive and negative. Arm robbers have capacity. I remember my son one day said to me that somebody took his phone from his pocket. I said, shut up your mouth. I said, shut that mouth up. I said, shut up. I said, Daddy, what happened? I said, what happened? I said, that guy is smarter than you. He said, has the better skill than you. You are not streetwise. He said, so Daddy, what happened? I said, what happened? That's what is happening. I said, how can you stand? Look at it. You put your phone in your pocket, somebody put two fingers. And you want them to take your phone. Ah, man, you want to sugarbe, as sugarbe. It's a prayer that has not been answered on your case. You know what happened? At the bus stop, you know what happened? You put your phone in your pocket. The guy picked two hands and remove your phone very, very carefully. I said, the guy asked him. I said, oh, the beat your boy, by your dodo. I'm not saying, I said, yeah, Lanue. One day my daughter came. They've told him my phone. I said, shut up. They didn't steal your phone. You are careless. With your phone. Shut up. How did he say they stole your phone? Why did you put your phone? He said, in the glass. Somebody in their class that took do anything again. What I want to tell you is the fact that you must have enough brain. You are complaining about what? Your mate are the one beating you now, hands down now, and you are complaining. The Bible not tell you that you must be wise as what?
Listen, wise as what? Why did the Bible say so? He knows what you're going to face on this side of eternity. God, come and fight for me. God, come and fight for me. I've heard. Before, he has fought for you 10 years ago. Are you taught, you said God has not fought for you? But what skill do you have? Even in this Nigeria, to keep yourself safe, you will have the skill. When you are driving, you don't know who is coming. You don't have skill. They're just driving. Like, the car has turned right. The car has turned left. And you're not checking your mirror. Holy as Leo. You should go man learning big but oh mobito lomo. Some people, why yes in there? I'm actually going to ah, come on, tell you what you want to tell you what you don't know, didn't tell you. What you me? That is the skill to survive in this place. Hello? 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 Building capacity. Capacity for survival. Capacity for safety. Capacity for everything. I'm not saying things cannot happen. But at least. How many mirrors do you have?
1, 2, 3.
The car is slow. I slow down. And the car is slowing down. I move by, I'm moving fast. My year will be too again, yeah. My part is the best. That is, you know what do you call that one? Capacity for what? To be careful. There is capacity for safety. There is capacity to be careful. There is capacity for your health. There is capacity for prosperity. Capacity in every area. Even your health. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. This man was dead there. And he said, no, by the way, sir, begging. And when he heard, everybody say heard. Everybody say heard. The watch that was preached to them did not profit them. Because it did not mean what with faith in them that heard it. This kind of people, they only need to hear it once. That's why I say hear and listen. He heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He threw caution to the wind. Some people say, no, you'll be careful to do what? To make noise. No. You know, we don't behave like that. Behave like what? I remember when I had the opportunity, you know, I've been going to US and they didn't give me. When I had this opportunity that I had, I went there. I was totally prepared. So the man was giving me, I was giving it. The man was giving me, I was giving it. The man was giving me, I was giving it. He was giving me, I was giving it. He said, what do you want to go and be in America? He said, you don't understand your country. It's the greatest country in the world. I said, you know what? When you don't go to America, you don't understand what is happening. I was dishing it out for him. I said, you don't understand. He said, I do understand. I said, wait a minute. I said, the price to pay for ignorance is too high. When you don't understand country, he gave me 2 years. He said, one more, 1 year. Will not call me. He has already multi-developed capacity over the years. Now, what I'm saying to you, what do you want in life? It's not what I want. Why don't you go after your dreams? Will God come and do, come and achieve? Are you not the one that owns the dream? You are an individual. How will God achieve your dreams for you? He heard that Jesus was passing. And he began to cry and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have what? Mercy on me. He didn't know Jesus alone. He knew the genealogy of Jesus. This man had information. That's why I know that it was situation. The condition make his crayfish bend. Some people say, Jesus, no. Let me ask you a question. Let's say somebody calls you now and said, Mrs. Lagbaja from Kinikon, Lagbaja, what will you do? You will give them attention. Jesus himself. Let me tell you what some people will tell you and what they tell people in life. And that's why most people don't get to their dreams. Most people, they listen to distractors. And there are so many, they are the crowd, they are the one in the crowd. You can't be different. It's not possible. Don't do that me. Don't take any can. I said no. You know? Let me tell you something about the Bible we read. Now, as I'm preaching to you now, if I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about Paul. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm not a practitioner. Let's say UI started 70 years ago. And some people are first set of UI students, right? And suddenly, you are in 200 or 300 or 400 level. And I'm talking about UI. And I'm talking about the first set. What about my own experience? If I'm truly in UI, I will have experience. So I can't be talking to you about Paul that lived 2,000 years ago and not talk about myself. If I'm not a practitioner, I will not talk about myself. If I'm a practitioner, I must talk about myself. That's what the Bible is. It's a book of life. You practice it. You have your own story when you practice. You become a living epistle. You tell people what has happened to you reading the scriptures. How can I be coming to tell you theory? That is parroting now. You know parrot. I can't be parroting to you. And I'm talking to you scriptures. The book of life. The book that changes life. So it has not changed my life. What am I telling you? Agberugbeso. No way. It's life. He said, I come that they might have life. And have it what? More abundantly. It is life that will pass across. I said it upstairs. Ronnie Ikolade, I looked at that man. I said, this man has something that I'm looking for in this life. He has something I'm looking for. And I will give him a close marking. When Ronnie finished preaching, I will go and collect the Bible and will tell him, but I said, Ronnie, you are not reading the same Bible. And it's not fair on me. You are reading a different Bible and I'm reading a different Bible. He said, but now what kilo shele? Money kosi ngoti o shele. In kota erinu Bible koni mori. I'm not. What? Why did? How did you shine your eyes? Kiwi polish won't let low. Eye drop won't let low. He will laugh. We'll do everything. I gave him a close marker. And he told me, he said, Bola, you know, a time will come when this will happen, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. Everything is happening. And Jesus stood now. How many charges? You know what they mean to charge? Eh? No, no, please, oh, please. When you have dream, eh? And some people are telling you to shut up, you know what you do for them? Run away from them. Don't fight them. They are not your enemy, so. They are not the enemy of your progress, so. They are not just seeing what you are seeing. They are not your enemies. Please. Don't animalize them. Don't talk them to enemies. No, they are not just seeing what they are saying. They are seeing their conviction and they are living their own conviction. So it is not a sin. People that are charging this man, they have problem. Maybe some of them have sickness in their body. Maybe some of them, they don't have money. Some of them have problems. But they did not see Jesus who can solve their problem. This man had not been following him. He was sort of the wayside. Everybody was following Jesus and they were passing. Jesus, how are you? What is it? No, this man has never met him. Jesus was passing. He was just passing. Can you imagine in a jiffy? Do you know that some people collect miracles in a jiffy? And some people have been in church for the past 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years and they are looking for the same thing. What are you hearing? That's the question. So as I'm speaking this morning, what are you hearing? One day, I was about to say the grace. I just said, maybe if you have a special case or whatever, I can't remember anyway. So, somebody, she told me later, she connected to it, and I'm period at the seat for I don't know how many months. He said he connected, he said when he got home that day, the period came back. And eventually she got pregnant. The Bible says God sent forth this word, and he led them. But the word that was preached to them did not do what? Profit them. Because it did not mix with faith in them that heard it. Hold, he said, all this peace, but he cried the more, the great deal. Thou son of David. Do what? The man was not saying something else. The man was consistent. No. He was not saying any other thing. The man looked at his moment. I only have less than 1 minute to get this man's attention. The crowd and everybody, if this man moves away from me, if my being in that situation for the rest of his life, if this man moves away today, there may be calamity. The thing is hitting failure across board. He said, I will use my moments. Tell somebody, seize your moments. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still. Now think about it. Look at it like this. I say, hear and listen. The man heard. He listened, and the man did something about it. You know what? Jesus Christ was not, he was going on, and just imagine the crowd. Yeah. This man was crying. The man was crying. The crowd, they won't be shouting. They won't be talking. They will be gisting. They will be doing everything. The man said, you can be talking, you can be gisting, you can be doing everything, but now I have to cry. There are times in life that people have to cry. People must make noise to be heard. He shouted, and Jesus stood still. God will stand still for you. You are not hearing me. I say, God will stand still for you. What are you hearing in life? Are you hearing that there are challenges in Nigeria? Are you hearing that dollar is how much? Hey, mom, you can't cannot be thinking about Nana when they say dollar. I go and make dollar. Please don't blame me. Don't say it's not possible. In fact, you are saying the truth about yourself. Well, leave me alone. Because you know what? I will make more what? That's it. That's my currency. Leave that one. Don't bother. I can't concentrate on the one that is 580. It's okay. Where you come? So I'd rather go after the one that is one. They will give me 500 something. And it's available to make in the world. The only thing is I'm not living in the country to make it, but I can make it. There's internet everywhere, yes or no. Are people not selling online? Are people not doing business online? Are they not getting jobs online? People are in Nigeria, they are working somewhere else in the world, they are collecting dollars. They are consulting. They are doing everything. The same business you do, go online. People are consulting, doing stuff. Some of you know some of those things. Oh, some people can be too proud. How can I be talking to these small boys? All these small boys. They the one. Daddy, this is the way you should do it. This is what you should do. This is what you should do, daddy. This is what you should do, daddy. Those are the small boys. They will instruct daddy. That is why life is a balance. No man is an island. It is their time. Before, we used to say that, wait for your time, wait for your time. Their time has come. Our time has come. Their time has come. If you want to make dollar, you want to be a consultant, you want to do everything online, you must talk to these boys and these girls. Young people, you must talk to them. That's your skill that you have acquired over the year. If you want to exchange it for dollar, you must talk, and you can't talk to them alone. You must talk to them with some level of commission. It's business enterprise. It is not for free. One, they're alone. won de mi so daddy am abuna mbo daddy am abuna mbo wo ni de lo o ni skin na gbe be ngbati when we are talking I say name your price how much you want to daddy no ko ri be I say ri be let's talk business they will not be committed that is skill when you don't have skill you want them to do it for you for free say am I not your kinikan are we not the same did we not come from the same area no it is not by area praise the Lord I said praise the Lord listen to me some of the things that you carry people can pay for it there are some people on internet that is recipe now that's the only thing that's doing are you not cook you can't you cook tell me now you can cook now the only thing they are displaying online is recipe google them all your children are saying they are playing with phone it will only be on the phone there's nothing else you can do why don't you convert the energy for him convert that you can't take it away that negative energy convert it to positive energy don't take energy away from him oh he's always doing something he's always playing game he's always, I said no problem you know how to play game on the phone now I will tell you can you not design game praise the Lord praise the Lord now let me ask you a question who is not blessed if you are not blessed raise up your hand everybody is what is blessed say ask and you shall receive say I have received seek and you shall find say I found you found and Jesus commanded them to be called and they called the blind man saying be of good comfort the people Hosanna today crucify him tomorrow don't blame them that is who they are but they are not your enemies this guy was focused this you know you can be saying why are you talking like to me like that why are you abusing me why are you abusing my why are you doing like that this guy was focused he doesn't know that none of his business he was focused on his goal Ben Bartimaeus is a man that you must study with all the challenges with the in-laws with the outlaws with the father-in-law mother-in-law sister-in-law brother-in-law every-in-law this man still made it and you are busy eh my mother-in-law doesn't like me my father-in-law doesn't like me that is what you are thinking about success is the best revenge when you make it in spite of everybody the same mother-in-law sir our daughter is our daughter in fact she's our daughter from the beginning we love her yes or no maybe your mother and mommy emma beno king mommy no egba 1.5 egba me yes now success be successful please don't start fighting a fight of you know when people don't understand life they will be you know God forbid you will not be poor the way poor people fight is not good people that have poverty mind it's not good but people that are okay you know what happened no it's okay they don't even talk like it's okay my mother-in-law is troubling me my father-in-law is troubling me my sister-in-law is troubling my in-law don't worry be focused go and make it you know that auntie why would my majority look at auntie Karoma success they were telling Blamba to me he called them the same people so why are you allowing them to make you lose focus on your dreams in life they are not the enemy of your progress so they are people that God has sent you to shape your life some of the people you call enemies are never enemies they are people that have been sent you to do what to shape your life to put on your toes be of good comfort he calleth thee they will say that to you I say they will say that to you he calleth thee be of good comfort now the question I ask you today is the fact that please let me ask you a question did you not read the Bible who is your enemy everybody you know what happened the people that have the greatest people that God has sent my way to train me are my workers who are sometimes ruthless who are very rude who are disobedient, who are everything. In fact, they are my best trainers in life. Today, everybody knows that the capacity I carry in that business, there is nobody. I've never employed the first person. I'm not sure if I employed the first person that can outwork me. No, to bear. When everything, crisis, when I get to the same, everybody, oh my, so many in it. That I'm not a guy because I own a business. I'm a guy because I'm the most skilled. And you know what happened? I did not start like that. It was their trouble that trained me. In those days, when I used to do fashion design, are you here? I used to do fashion. People that do embroidery in those days, 20 you. You know what happened? Some customer will come. I'm paying them like 59 naira. Because now we put 55 naira. And they will carry them in. All these women, they will believe I need their customers. They are coming to steal my stuff. I don't pay salary at the end of the month. You know why? They won't come again tomorrow. So I delay till on the 5 or the 6. But when I pay, I must wake up at 6 a.m. the following morning. There's one of my staff that is committed, will be taking me to their houses one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. There was one day we went to his house. Don't smile, don't laugh. So immediately we were, and George, you know, immediately we went to his house. So immediately he saw me, he went to the restroom. He wanted to run away. Master, I said, Master, I have to go and beg him. There is no tailor. Kino shele but tumo mo la to je mo fese ko mo ma binu jo mo binu ja jo ma lo je ki je lo mo fese ko Olorun ma ra lo bu fun ke one of my staff, very good tailor, he live in the prostitute place at Bodija. I detailed one manager to go and be calling him for me every morning from prostitute house. He was smoking there. Him, okay, what is wrong with you, sir? I said, nothing is wrong with me, but let's work. You don't understand what I passed through. You want to be successful, huh? And you like Adelis? Come and hear my story. Okay, I don't like all this you are doing. I say you don't like it, but so my dream. Customer's clothes, we must chop, eh? School fees, we must pay school fees. We must chop. And I'm too ashamed to beg. You are just starting a business. You are already a big man. And you are blaming everybody. You know what happened? They don't know what happened. So the more they were doing the thing to me, the more I was thinking. That's why Bronnie Kolade used to say, Bronnie Kolade Bolaige, you know, anytime I come to you, everything you told me you would do, you did. You know what happened? They troubled me to it. They pushed me. I eventually became, I'm telling you, not too many people, became the designer that is using computerized embroidery machine to sew in this space. Go and ask anybody. Some people, there was one guy on the radio one day, he was saying, Cadillac is my mentor. I've never met him before. Check everywhere, computerized embroidery machine to sew, to design. Now, not only design, the software to design that thing, if they open it to you, you will run away. I spent about 3 or 4 months to study the software beside my bed, or 5-6 months, every night. To mark, just one meal, don't let me tell you other stories. Hello? 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 Are you in church? Yes, we are in church. The Bible said the wise man is strong. Said, but the man of knowledge increase strength. Nobody today can outwork. It's not possible. And remember, once I have my wife, that's the end. We can do anything. That was in those days. I can't be bringing you to. I told you about my carpenter that I will be there since 7:30. The guy wear lace, Mola Star, and he's coming by 11. Reality. Reality check. Yes or no? Who employed you? Who employed you? They employed you. I will be there like that. I'm going to be. I will be packing to Jimmy Sherry Baby. I said, go around with me. Money might be no bell. She will open that door. You know what happened? I did not know what they know. And I knew if I want to survive, I must know what they know. And they are the ones who train me to know what they know. Today, forget it. I'm using a CNC router. The only thing that the machine cannot do for me is what I cannot think about. When I bought the machine, I was about the second one. They told me they sold it all in Africa. They pushed me there. So what are you complaining about in life?
Who told you they are your enemies? They are not enemy of your progress. So they are your friends for lifting. And you know, most of these guys, you won't believe it all. We see Toko. They trained me. Your problem is that he was rude to me and I sacked him. Rude, okay? Ah, rude. It is what I used to wash body. Rude, okay? rude and sacked him. I would just smile at you. They told me, maybe they are the one that taught me forgiveness. Rude, okay? Ah, you can't be rude and sack you. When you know work, when you have skill, ah, be rude, but give me your skill. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? The Bible says, except the grain of wheat fall to the ground, it abided alone. Do you know that everybody, all the things I'm talking about today, you don't want to understand the kind of skill that we have. I worked terribly hard. And I am proud to say that those people are one of the best friends I have in life. They push me to the place of my destiny. They make sure that when I have a business, they make sure I knew everything. You know what happened? You know they spray. When they spray. If I employ a worker now and he's spraying 8 doors in a day, I will spray 30. My skill is terrible. There are times in my garage in the house, I'm doing something done till morning. The day you open your, the day you install your board, I've not slept when I came. Immediately I left your board, I went back. I was at it the following morning. Because somebody was charging me one terrible money and I needed to sideline it. And I have to learn that skill. And my wife was the one that was marking me. So when I've done it, I told you, okay, my name is you. No, it's not okay. My name will not worship for it. My wife said, I'm not the one that said I want to do it. You are the one that said you want to do it. She's not easy to mark somebody. It's not fair. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Please, what are you complaining about? Ask somebody. Say, what are you complaining about? Ask another, what are you complaining about? Yes, I'm your pastor. And I still pastor a church. I still pastor a church. Maybe I slept around 3:30 or so this morning. I still pastor a church. After the wedding yesterday, I was feeling sleepy. I had to go somewhere. And I still have to be responsible to come for the wedding, to come for the answer. I still pastor a church. What are you complaining about? Life is beautiful. God is faithful. But you got to play your part. Tell somebody, please stop complaining. You know why? Please, honestly speaking, if you get nothing from me, don't stop complaining about people. Stop it. Stop it. See Jesus. Look at this story, please. Look at Jesus. Be of good comfort, the colored day. And Jesus answered and said to him, okay, the man, you will think that at least the Jesus guy can be. I mean, Baba, why are you telling them? Abi, Baba, go now. You know it all things, Abi. Jesus. Abi, you will think that Jesus will know what to do almost immediately. It's a principle. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man did not waste time. Tell somebody, don't waste time. Tell another one, don't waste time. Time is money. Time. I've spoken to you about time. Time, 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 time. There is time for everything under heaven. Don't waste time. One of the greatest, I was so excited, I never wasted those years. No, waste time, okay? I don't waste time. See me, as you see me learn, so if I carry myself to any country, you know what happens? I don't need anything. I say myself, I will build my business 10 times over, where everything is working. In fact, if you see me in the house, you see that maybe I'm listening to one lecture, I'm doing some clinical. Don't waste time. Time! Jesus Christ just stood for the moment and asked the man a question. If the man did not answer right, that's it. He moved on. Moments. And Lord, no problem. Ah, Lord, I've been hearing about you. You know you are the King of Peace. You are the Lord of Lords. Olori anje, enyi araba. Enyi le se kini kon, e dide o, e sumo o, e se gba o, e sa. I say, the man did no. Jesus Christ does not need it. They are wasting time sometimes. Say, Lord, that what? That I might do what? My sight. Period. That's what I want. Some of us come to God in prayer, you are frustrated, you are not telling God you are frustrated. I don't form for long. You are forming for God. Ah, God, I worship you. I say, yeah. God, I'm not happy. I'll tell God. God, I'm not happy. Even though I worship God, I'm not happy. Let's talk to you. Truth be told. God, I'm not happy. You know why? God has the capacity to accommodate. And he knows our prayers. You know what? God, I'm watching, but God, what am I going to do? Sometimes, after we pray, we don't ask God questions. Sometimes, we don't understand how to ask God questions. You know why? Some people are afraid to hear what God will tell them. God can tell you to change something. God can tell you to change your ways. God can tell you to amend something. Learn to ask God. Honestly, we answer you. If you are praying concerning something and it's not coming, please learn to ask questions. Holy Spirit, what is it? What else have I not done? What is wrong? What is this? Learn to ask questions. He is God. He is all-knowing. Now, think about it. If Jesus will still ask this man to tell him what he will want him to do for him, and you are telling God, God knows. I said yes. We override everything with emotion. I think we are not real people again. The Jesus Christ not said in Gethsemane, Father, Father, why thou forsaking me? He told the truth that was going on in his mind. Why are we not saying the truth to God again? God, I'm very frustrated. So you can tell God, God, this thing is not working. Say, Father, Father, why is that forsaking me? He even said God, he said, if this cup can do what? Can pass over me. That is the truth and its reality. But not my will, but the will. He first said what he was passing through. For us to have understanding. When you go to the place of prayer, please don't form for God. When you are unhappy, God's situation, I am tired. What am I going to do? But be ready. And when God speaks to you, ask for grace to be able to obey. Tell God, immediately, you remember the Father. He said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Peradventure, there is unbelief along the line. Help my unbelief. So, Otikopo, he put everything together. Say, peradventure, there is unbelief somewhere that will disturb this miracle. Quickly, quickly, because unbelief will affect me. He said, but please, help my unbelief. So, the help of unbelief, no matter where unbelief is coming from, he has put it together. He knew his weakness. And he did not hide his weakness from Jesus. Why are you hiding your weakness? You know you are angry with your wife. You know you are angry with your husband. And you go to God, Father, I thank you. I thank you. Ah, you are Jehovah God. It's not you are a liar. You are an angry man. And you know what? God can look at you to form for him for 10 years. Yes, ma'am. Ah, he is God. He lives in eternity. 10 years is what you got. Be forming for God. You will be blessed. I say you will be blessed. In the name of Jesus. What I'm telling you this morning, you better take it and put it in your left hand. God is real. And God wants to deal with real people. He doesn't want to deal with fake people, real people. And Jesus said to him, go thy way. Now, please, let's read this one. What made him whole? Oh, yeah. Thy what? Oh, yeah. What made him whole? What made him whole? As made him whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thy faith. I want us to conclude and go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 2. What made him whole? What made him whole? Faith. How did he deploy faith? Think about it. Thy faith has made thee whole. The word that was preached to them, the word did not profit them. You know why? Because it did not mix with faith in their heart. When they had the word, they did not practice. They did not do anything about it. They got home, they threw the word away. They did not listen back to the word. They did not ruminate on the word. They did not do anything. They just came to church, they had the same word, and that was it. You can't even ask them a question. They don't remember anything. No faith in what they heard. That will not be your story. Can we rise this morning and just sing one song to God this morning? And I pray for you.